There's a rule against alcoholic beverages. Infraternities on probation.
Say, how about joining me and my friend over there? Come on, join us in a beer, okay?
Get me another beer, Dragon Lady.
It was the greatest beer in all the world.
Just drink the fucking beer, and you'll get the hang of it.
Listen, they want us to pay for the beer we drink. You guys better split.
Well, I thought you'd just buy me a beer.
Hey, you want some help with that beer, kid?
I have respect for the beer.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
You want some of this milk?
Rather have a beer.
You want a beer, pal?
What do you drink?
We got this non-alcoholic shit.
What's that?
Like a non-alcoholic beer. It's got no alcohol.
Is it beer?
Yeah, with no alcohol.
But you drink enough, and if you drink a lot, they get you fucked up?
No, there's no alcohol. That's the fucking point.
Can't imagine ever not enjoying getting fucked up.
Yeah.
I love it. Rather being sober.
Fuck, it sucks. And just like the movies, we play out our last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey everybody, this is Dustin.
This is Seth.
And we are Drunk at the movies. Brought to you by Bearded Owl Brewing in Peoria, Illinois. Well, kids, it is the end of another tough month
another
of movies.
Another theme has come and gone.
Yeah. Questionable remake month is drawing to a close, and boy, did we save a good one to close it out with. Good being, it's a relative term. 2006's The Shaggy Dog.
I thought it was way earlier than that. I thought it was like a mid-90s movie.
Well, here's the thing. This is actually the third incarnation of Disney's Shaggy Dog. There's the one from the 60s.
The Fred McMurray one that I'm familiar with.
Where the kid from Swiss Family Robinson turns into a dog.
And then, Annette Funicello.
Yes, Annette Funicello. And then we had a made-for-TV version in the 90s that featured the voice of Aladdin and DJ Tanner's boyfriend on Full House as the titular Shaggy Dog. And then we were gifted this gem in 2006 when they were like, you know what's been wrong with those last two Shaggy Dog movies? It was that the dog wasn't a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
That's what was missing.
Yeah. I have actually not seen this one yet. I usually do some research. I make sure I see everything first. I wanted to go into this one kind of blind.
It's probably for your benefit.
Because I didn't want to watch it more than once.
Right. And there are some people that have watched it more than once. And I'm one of those people. And one of the other people is my lovely girlfriend and also lovely co-host on Dishing Disney. And she is joining us today to watch this yet again as a special crossover episode, Drunk Disney at the Movies. Brianna, welcome.
Thank you.
To the room that we normally record in.
Yeah, I had a really hard, like a tough moment when you were like, this is Dustin.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wait.
Yes. Know your role. This isn't your show. So we'll be doing our episode for Jungle Book actually later tonight, which you can hear on the Dishing Disney feed. It already came out. So this is 2006 Shaggy Dog. Go find a copy of it while we tell you about what beer we are drinking this week. And this is actually one that we have featured before, but it seemed like the closest thing I could find to a beer relevant to the movie, and its sister of the moon, the pale ale that we featured on Teen Wolf. We were like, a guy turning into a dog, it's kind of like a werewolf, but not quite.
And it's a damn good beer, so yeah. Why not just drink it again?
Yeah, we drank it during Pluto Nash. It made that movie much more enjoyable.
Oh, yeah.
Because Sister of the Moon, and it took place on the moon. So when you're watching shit movies, I think this is just a good beer to have. It's crushable and goes down smooth, unlike this movie, probably. We also have some dog-themed glasses that you guys are drinking out of. Brianna has a dog fish head.
Very appropriate.
Yeah, and then you have
Jasper T. Jowls.
From Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have a dog one. I gave you guys the only dog-themed ones we had.
Yeah, it was the closest we could get.
Sorry, I failed.
Will Maximo be joining us for this movie?
Fuck no.
We get some beer for the dog.
He still locked him out, even for the dog-themed movie. He is not.
When we do Beverly Hills Chihuahua, maybe we'll talk.
Aw.
Probably not, though. But anyways, this is Sister of the Moon. It is a 6% pale ale, and it says, our smash, that's in capitals, which means single malt, single hop, pale ale with Pilsner malt and loads of hallowed crystal hops. This is the first beer they ever brewed. So this is, it makes sense that we repeat this one frequently because it is what started Bearded Owl. So you can find this on draft at Bearded Owl. Make sure to tell them Drunk at the Movies sent you. They just re-upped for another 3 months, so that they must be liking what we're doing, right?
Excellent.
All right.
What they're doing.
And speaking of liking what we're doing, for right now we do, but I'm not sure if we will in about a half hour. And our first song of the episode is from a band called Hundredth. And this is actually a B-side, and the song is called Melancholia, because I figured it's something we may be feeling halfway through the movie.
Yeah, if not sooner.
There's also not a lot of songs about shaggy dogs, so I kind of had to a little esoteric with the song picks. So, all right, well, enjoy it. Here is Hundredth on Drunk at the Movies. Okay, well, I guess now's as good a time as any to start. So if you got it queued up, hit play in 3, 2, 1.
I'm assuming we'll take a drink anytime Tim Allen does a ridiculous dog noise.
Yeah, that's probably a good one. Anytime there's a dog pun.
Mm-hmm.
honestly, I'm fine with just any what the fuck moment.
All right, cool.
Oh, no.
So,
get your straw ready.
Disney has a lot of great live action movies, but not all of them are. Did you see That's a Dog House?
All right,
well, I was really trying to figure
that's
out.
That's a dog reference.
That makes sense, yeah.
It's got a real Game of Thrones look to it already.
Yeah, we're starting in the Himalayas. Because,
well,
you know, why not?
Movies all over the place.
This is our. Oh, you didn't know this was an A-Team sequel?
I had no idea.
B.A. Baracus is the Shaggy Dog.
I pity the poor fool who don't. We're after the canine. Give me a treat.
His name is Ki-Yak-Po. Translation, dog of ageless wonder.
How can they take themselves so seriously right now? 80 years old. Everybody in it is
dead. Not everyone.
Or are they?
So this movie, released March 10th, had a budget of $50 million. It went on to make $61 million.
So what was the budget?
$50 million estimated budget.
So they actually made money.
Well, which... kind of. I mean, with marketing and stuff, it may have kind of broke even, but...
May have broke even, may have lost money, may have made $1 million.
But it didn't stop Disney from making movies with Tim Allen.
And now we are in some kind of temple. There are monks. The Shaolin monks?
Yeah, Wu-Tang. It's for the children. And oh, there's God. A dog.
Oh, no. Okay.
I don't know.
He's doing yoga.
Is it too late to back out of this?
Downward dog. Here comes Short Round.
And I know that it's called the Shaggy Dog, so it has to be a shaggy dog, but it's so much harder to watch it with this type of dog. I feel like with like maybe a German Shepherd.
Here's the thing.
Something aren't like that.
Monks supposed to have like insane self-control, and all that dog did was see a ball. And he was like, no, I can't meditate.
I think he was actually praying for treats. Okay. He didn't even know that they were doing any kind of routine.
That's some insane bouncing. Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
We're going to shoot this dog. Oh, it's non-lethal, guys.
It's just a net.
The Shaggy Dog.
This movie also features
urinating.
Urinating.
This is the sound of urinating. Dog dicks. Right there. Misguided, this movie is misguided.
Dog. Hey, Baxter. Why is it that my yard is that mutt's outhouse?
FYI, calling
Craig Kilborn
is like referring to my Porsche Carrera.
No, I was just wondering how he's doing. Like earlier today, I was thinking, I wonder what Craig Kilborn's
up to. What happened to Kilby?
He wasn't whizzing on my shrubs.
You know,
I think a lot of people don't remember that he was the first host of the Daily Show.
That's when I watched it.
Yeah, that's when I got started.
I didn't really watch the Jon Stewart years.
Stop that. You did not hear that.
I do miss Five Questions. I missed Five Questions.
Yeah, that was
good. Stewart took over. But Stewart was, you know, he did a lot of new stuff with the show, obviously. Oh, and it's what's her name from Sex and the City?
Kristen Davis. In one of her many questionable movie roles.
Because you think they're putting makeup on bunnies.
You don't really see her in much these days.
Josh's parent-teacher conference, right?
I never watched Sex and the City. Did you, Brianna?
No, I think I've seen a couple of episodes, but
that's what happened to me. I saw a couple and just never got into it.
I'm starting a trial today. Ken Hollister is stepping down.
So now two of the cast members of that show have been in Disney movies. Because SJP, of course, was in Flight of the Navigator and Hocus Pocus.
Mm-hmm.
And Kristen Davis played the wife of Matthew Broderick in another movie.
Oh, I didn't know those two were connected in that
played
way.
Her own friend's husband's movie wife in the movie Deck the Halls.
Hey, good morning, Josh.
Another
How's
questionable
awesome.
Movie.
So this movie, kind of like last episode's Planet of the Apes, isn't really a remake as much as a reimagining, because this time, like you said, it's an adult.
It's an adult.
Turning into the Shaggy Dog.
free.
I'm not familiar with the others.
We own them. We can watch it anytime.
Oh, boy.
You understand, sweetie?
Yeah, I saw the original, the Fred McMurray one, a couple times when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Remember kind of liking it.
Who are you going to put in jail next, Grandma?
Well, the way she cooks, I should put her in jail.
An in-law joke.
Yeah.
An in-law cooking joke.
Teacher. This guy lit a lab on fire, and he could have killed a lot of people.
Yeah, but he says he's...
Now, the son... is Spencer Breslin. He was also in the Santa Claus movies with Tim Allen, and he was in a different Disney movie called Zoom with Tim Allen, where they played superheroes, and he played little Bruce Willis on Disney's The Kid, which is actually one of my favorite live-action Disney movies. He's not the reason this movie doesn't work.
It is kind of weird to me that I feel like watching Dragnet all of a sudden. That Disney keeps coming back to Tim Allen, given his questionable past as a cocaine dealer. And
right.
Hasn't he had other issues, too, or is that just kind of the main one?
I mean,
not to keep...
Yeah, you know, he's made some questionable comments and stuff and things, but I think really the only Disney project he really does anymore is just Toy Story stuff. He's Buzz Lightyear. You can't not involve Tim Allen now at this point. And just looking at his filmography, aside from Last Man Standing, which isn't a Disney TV show anymore, I believe they canceled it on ABC and it got picked up on Fox or something.
Well, that's what it is. Yeah, he said some pretty questionable conservative things.
Yeah, almost everything from 2010 on is Toy Story related.
Oh, hey. That's Bree Seahorn. Kim Wexler from Better Call Saul.
No, thanks.
Still haven't seen it.
Playing a lawyer. That's, I guess, kind of the role she was destined for.
Hey, I thought he was too old for this shit.
He's always too old for this shit.
And there's Iron Man.
Tony Stark.
Before... he was Iron Man.
You think these two are doing coke behind the scenes together?
I would think he was on his road to recovery at this point.
I think he had just had a relapse early 2000s and then was clean again like mid 2000s. And again, not to pick on Robert Downey. I love Robert Downey. And not to pick on anybody who relapses through cocaine, because we've all been there, haven't we?
Cocaine.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, if he only knew that in a few, well, actually about 2 years, he would be set upon a path of superstardom.
Greatest franchise of all time. One of the greatest.
I have something to show you that I think will be most pleasing.
I hope it's not your dick again.
That's Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Well, I take it you're familiar with...
That guy's not even... he's not really handicapped. I've seen him walk in other things.
I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but he's one of those great actors who can do drama excellently and then lands comedy perfectly.
Yeah, I used to get him confused with Jerry Orbach for some reason. I don't know if it's the jowls or what, but...
that's probably it, the jowls and the eyes. Saggy eyes.
His name is Philip Baker Hall.
Right.
Not Philip Seymour Hoffman or Anthony Michael Hall.
Although... Philip Seymour Hoffman and he were in
Boogie Nights. And Magnolia, yeah. He was in both of those.
Any Paul Thomas Anderson movie, really.
Things you must have seen.
Oh, yeah. I've seen some shit. I've also eaten some shit.
We'd all live 700 years.
We've isolated the gene fairly quickly.
But we're unable to viralize it.
Do you think this science is sound? Other species. Oh, look. A dog frog.
They don't know the... where it originated. It's just this dog has lived for... so it's just the dog. There's no type of strange virus or anything like that.
It's just one weird special dog.
Huh.
All right. Then no, I don't think the science is sound.
Oh, look at this one. Yeah, the snake's dog. Might be no, sir, that when we got this snake, he was nearly dead. He was nearly dead of old age. Since we injected
him
with serum
made
from the dog's virilized DNA, all cell degradation has...
do they cut it open and count the rings?
Does that snake have a furry tail?
That would be a side effect that I would classify as a minor.
Zach, dry mouth is a minor side effect. Growing a dog's tail is...
I think that's the movie's way of telling you to smoke weed right now if you have it handy.
I mean, a tail seems minimal compared to a lot of the side effects I hear on a lot of medication
that's true.
Commercials.
Yeah, especially if it comes to death near immortality. I think I'd go with a furry tail. Right. I'd be like, sure, I'd take 700 years, I'll take a tail.
If you're allergic to Chantix, don't take Chantix. Check with your doctor first. When I called you, just to make sure these I always find that odd. Like, why? Yeah, obviously. If you're allergic to this, don't take it.
If you leave them there, they're just kids laying on the sidewalk.
Oh, and his daughter's there.
Good advice. Thanks for your help.
You bet. They were just planking. I had no idea there was a protest going on.
Right.
All right, fellas.
Remember when that was a thing?
Perimeter on this. They're just kids.
When was that? Was that around this time? No, it was later.
Oh, I don't think so. Yeah. Just, they started it.
A few years later.
So we're lying down. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Carly.
Fucking Carly.
I'm lying down for what I believe in.
Good to see you, Mr. Douglas.
She doesn't even know what she believes in. She just... Because Trey's there.
Oh, yeah, sure thing. Trey,
fucking Trey.
Make some room for Dad.
They have the same haircut.
Hey, okay.
No, not okay. You gotta get out of here right now.
So I wonder what this girl's up to now, because we were watching behind the scenes interviews. And what was the question that they asked her about? Would you ever want to be an animal?
What animal would you like to be or turn into?
And she's
like, well, I really hate what I am or who I am.
Sometimes. Like, that's what she led off with.
And then
with.
She just changed the subject.
Like, sometimes I don't want to be me. But I guess a dog.
I hope this means she really, like, kept going with the arts and she's an excellent artist now and not the other direction where she, you know.
She hasn't really done a whole lot. She did one episode of Scream, the TV series, in 2016. Looks like some indie films I've never heard of. A 5-episode stint on House in 2011. And, yeah.
Oh my God, it's a trap.
She was in another Disney movie, Max Keeble's Big Move. Oh, this is where they all do heroin. And then Johnny Depp comes in.
Is the dog's name Spike?
Watch out! That blood's viral! He treats me like a 10-year-old.
Well, you're like 13, right?
Mr. Forrester's right.
Remember the movie Soap Dish?
With Kevin Kline.
Kevin Kline, Sally Fields, Elizabeth Shue, and Robert Downey Jr. had one of the funniest roles in that movie.
Why do movie security guards always fall asleep on the job?
Maybe they're overworking them.
It's a stereotype. And my heart goes out for the security guards who do a damn good job, because they're misrepresented in films all the time.
Unless you're one that falls asleep on the job.
Yeah, then fuck you, buddy. You're doing it to yourself.
So any security guards listening, if you're awake,
good,
sorry
good
that
job.
You get such poor treatment.
You're the real MVP.
Take him to the media and show them we've got this dog who's got no tags or markings that we can actually prove came from Grant and Strickland.
Way to go, dumbass.
Can we take him to your dad?
Oh, yeah, sure. And as deputy DA, he'll arrest us for burglary.
Wasn't there a sequel to this called The Shaggy DA?
Yes. On the original one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We have that, too.
New places?
Yes, we do.
Tell me your mom.
Definitely.
Larry? Yes. Don't speak. Do you understand?
I thought that was Judy Greer as first.
I did, too.
No question, Larry.
We said not
so him saying don't speak, is that kind of a dog reference?
Oh, I thought it was a No Doubt reference.
Oh, take a drink.
Either way, I'm drinking.
I'm just a girl.
You won't have a future.
Right. In the world?
Why are you still standing?
That's all that you'll let me be.
No talking. Find him.
Hey, sorry I'm late, guys. Where's my dinner?
In the microwave.
Oh.
So, you guys
showing up late to family dinner.
Great shot of your dad on the channel.
Doesn't notice there's a dog there.
I mean, really, at the in this today. Year, 2006, was it? 2009?
Yeah,
it's 2006. Rare for families to really sit down together for a meal anyway.
We do it.
Yeah.
Especially with no TV in the room.
Yeah.
There's a dog in the kitchen.
He's for dessert.
No. There's a dog for...
That was actually the original working title. There's a dog in the kitchen.
He's so cute and he's very smart.
They're like breeding ground for fleas, and they don't contribute anything to the financial well-being of a household, and I'm not gonna...
It was an accident. He's really sweet once you get to know him. Honey, are you all right?
I'm okay. Charlie, this is precisely why, no matter what happens, that animal's going back to wherever he came from.
Oh, he's from California.
Yeah. He's paper trained. All right, come here.
And here we go. Crazy special effects.
Man.
Inner space.
Little tiny dogs.
They're little dog
through his
germs.
Bloodstream. Oh, they're tearing up his cells.
They're green tribbles.
Imagine if this was 3D.
Yeah, I feel like I'm at a Disney ride right now.
Yeah, I know they
body
did
tours.
Body Wars.
Body Wars, that's what it was.
What could be more sweet?
That may have been some of the special effects from there. They just reused them since they closed the ride.
Little green fur balls in it.
Elizabeth Shue was in that ride.
Yeah.
To bring that back around.
In their house, a lick is not considered an apology.
It depends on how you do it and where you put it. It seems like there may be some issues going on between them, though.
You think?
He's got a Bradley Braves logo up there.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know.
So, Josh's teacher called me today at work when you didn't show.
What did he call you?
I'm so sorry about that.
He's
trying to guess
math.
What version of Windows that is on the desktop.
Josh knows.
I was trying to figure out what that art is.
XP?
Don't worry. I'll talk to him or something.
She also asked if there were any problems at home.
Yeah, that's good.
I told her that we'd reverted to cannibalism and that we were eating our neighbors.
Okay, great.
Hey, that's like that other show we were just watching, Santa Clarita Diet.
Yeah, it is.
She threw the book at him.
What happened to my husband?
I'm just enjoying my Encyclopedia Britannica.
Dave! You were bitten tonight by a stray dog and the kids took the dog's side. What does that tell you? You don't know what's going on with your own children? You don't know what's going on with me? When was the last time you even said I love you?
I love you.
That doesn't count.
Rebecca, wait a minute. Rebecca, stop.
Say it with your tongue first.
Please, look.
I'd lick it too.
It doesn't count as an apology.
Again, I don't think he's doing it right.
Clearly.
Spend some quality time with them. And you know what the next night is.
Uh-oh.
Do you?
Yes, it's our anniversary. So, we make reservations at Grace.
Grace? She died 5 years ago.
We love. I'll sing.
Oh, I get the feeling they're going to go to Grace and he's going to act like a dog, right? Yeah, he's going to run on all fours to the kitchen and knock over all the silver platters. Is that going to happen?
You think they'll get a doggy bag?
You have to connect with the whole family again.
I need a drink.
Oh, he said, I love you.
Dog
puns. Oh, and he's scratching his head. That's a dog.
That's Tim Allen making a dog noise.
Wait till he starts humping her leg. I don't remember if that happens or not, but I wouldn't be surprised. No, here we go. It begins.
Rough night's sleep?
I got some weird kinky fetishes going on. She makes me sleep at her feet.
Yeah. I'm not into feet. Which works out great. Because Brianna...
Because Brianna has none.
Well, great. Wow. If I was into feet, it would be a bigger problem. Because... Wait, you don't even like your foot being touched, period.
Right.
You know what we should do? We should get out today.
Let alone being used in foreplay.
Just go outside. Go to the... Go.
So he's chasing his robe.
Yeah, because he can't just, you know, stand still and
we should go to the park,
stick your hand behind your back.
Just run. Huh?
Oh, there we go. Shirtless Tim Allen.
So you're going to shake the water off?
All right. did you write this movie? No, but Tim Allen did.
Yeah.
Why is he so itchy? Dogs are always itchy.
Fleas.
Oh, he's Superman now. Oh, he's going to have a long talk with his son.
Turn that down, please.
Dad, don't you ever knock?
Yeah. All the way in my room.
I mean, there are way worse things he could have walked in on.
Yeah, he could have been masturbating with actual grease.
You know, I think grease. That's better than your son listening to this Grease soundtrack.
Beautiful day out there. I smell bacon and syrup. Wow. I smell everything today. I smell apples, which are over here, and fresh fruit, lemon.
Wait for the pussy joke.
And honey, you need to douche.
Ooh, what's that? Oh, here it is.
Peanut butter? Wheat? No.
Oh, something peanut butter.
Bougainvillea? No. Hyacinth, roses.
What is going on with your hair?
Cedar. It's like wood. It's just...
My perfume? Yeah. Did I put on too much?
No, I like it. And that music. Here. Where's the music? Over there.
This is so bizarre.
I play it every day.
Why is his head doing that?
He's. I would be like, what did you take? Are you on ecstasy right now? Because that's kind of what it seems like. There's that tongue work.
Yep. Now he's licking things.
Bitter. Terrible coffee. Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Hey, Mom tells me that your math grades are falling a little bit, huh?
Yeah, it's been a pretty tough year.
Yeah.
Hey, he's eating out of a bowl, even though he's holding a spoon.
I should spend more time studying.
I want you playing football.
Why didn't they get Jim Carrey for this role?
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, and I don't think Tim Allen's doing a bad job for what the movie
he's
is.
He's playing it more straight than Jim Carrey would be, even more over the top. Like, part of him is like, why am I doing this? Like, he's got the impulses, but then he's realizing.
And it's supposed to be. But I don't understand why he's just eating directly out of a bowl, because the only reason a dog does that is because they're just given a bowl right in front of them. So if they had a spoon, maybe it would be a different ball game.
Oh, there you go.
I love you. Did that count?
I don't know, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bye, guys.
He just licked her face. And he's like, Dad.
You know what pruning is? Is that a lost art? It is snipping, not slashing.
Craig Kilborn here to save the movie.
Harassing the immigrants.
Oh, man.
You remember what's happening?
Yeah. I'm paying you guys $300 a month. That's $300 a month?
For landscaping.
Man.
Fire, 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 fire. Fire.
Yeah, you hate when people repeat the same thing over and over. So that's like your least favorite scene in this movie, and that's saying something. It's a beautiful morning. Oh, guess what he's gonna do? He's driving a car.
Stick his head out the window?
Yeah, maybe.
So do you hate when people repeat the same thing over and over, like in a row, or when you see somebody a lot of times and they always like tell the same story, or both?
No, just repeating the same thing over and over again.
So do you not like it when people say the same thing over and over again, or like when they repeat the same stories?
I see what you're doing there. There's a document
I'd
like you to
take a look at. I think if you have me hit him for you, it's not actually domestic abuse, so... I'm really excited that Rhys Ehorn's in this movie.
Greasy Horn?
I think her name is pronounced Rhea Seahorn.
Oh,
it might be
okay.
Ray, I don't know. I've only read her name. I've never actually heard it pronounced.
This is ridiculous. Jane Curtin as the judge.
A lot of cool people in this.
Yeah.
Not sure why.
Right?
All right, so if you could remake any movie,
Could you tell us what that is?
While we're on the questionable remake theme, what movie would you do?
Does it have to be a questionable remake, or is it one that I think I will actually enjoy?
One you legitimately want to remake, the one that you would enjoy.
The Wicker Man, but do it better. that's just one that we've talked about.
Yeah. Have I asked this question before? Am I repeating myself?
Not to me.
Brianna, don't hit me.
Mr. Douglas. I will have to think on it, because there's definitely some movies that I enjoyed, but I'm like, they just kind of missed the mark.
Or they're like outdated or something.
We need some water.
She looks really familiar. Who's his assistant DA or whoever that is? All right, dog noises.
Did you just growl at me?
No, I had to.
She asked like that was a normal thing that could happen.
Justin Forrester's attorney is Annabelle Gurwitch. She was in The Cable Guy, Mouse Hunt.
I think I could use it.
In one episode of Dexter.
10 minutes.
I don't, not sure what you may recognize her from.
It's a caricature artist.
Yeah, why are they doing that in the courtroom?
Courtroom sketches look nothing like that. It should be a great America.
What's with my hair? Oh, what's wrong with me? Are you growling?
Is he growing hairy palms yet? No, I just, you know, just got a thyroid growing hands.
Gonna sniff that guy's butt, isn't he? This movie's about to take a real turn.
It's gonna lift his leg.
Oh.
And then sniff that guy's butt.
Hey, yeah. That's
an awkward way to pee.
That's weird.
Damn, what is going on?
Lori, I am ill. I am.
Do you have a license for that?
Hey, Channel 8. Uh-oh. Just one question, please. Is there any possible way you can win this case?
Davis Gordon.
Well, he definitely does not have rabies.
Well, then what does it have?
Well, he has a silky coat and a great disposition.
You ever seen Grandma's Boy?
I tell you, that's one
not,
good dog.
Or Dodgeball.
One of those movies I should have seen by now. Dodgeball I saw.
He's in... That guy's in both of those movies.
Aw.
At least they didn't make a pussy joke.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. So here we go. He's walking the Green Mile.
Yeah.
Hey, mister, take me home.
Aw.
They already cut off my balls.
I was wondering if there'd be a castration joke at some point in the movie.
Hey, man. I like peanut butter.
You. Listen to me. Why'd you bite me?
And this is when it turns into Freaky Friday.
You yeah, meant to bite me.
That's what
you?
I was thinking.
I mean, it kind of is. Slightly.
I can hear you. What? What do you want?
This turned into Freaky Friday, and then the actual Shaggy Dog would suddenly have a washed-up career,
right?
Drug addiction.
He turns into Dr. Doolittle.
He could be in a shitty sitcom.
Communicate with the dogs.
I can hear all of you. Quiet. Why did you bite me? You bit me on purpose. You knew who I was, didn't you?
That dog blinks a lot. They need to cut its eyebrows.
What's happening to me?
Oh, boy.
Oh, cool.
We're in his eyeballs.
And wee!
Oh, man, he's got HIV.
Those are sea otters. That looks nothing like a shaggy dog.
And there we go. They can't show the transformation because it would look ridiculous.
Felt weird.
And now it's look who's talking.
Okay.
With dogs.
I want answers. Why'd you bite me? Huh?
What do you mean I'm an animal?
But you don't have to look at Tim Allen now for a while.
Crack. All right. Well, we got that going for us.
Run which is what? Nice. I mean, we did see the llama earlier.
That's well, true.
Let me in here. Wow. You're taller than I remember.
And he said, oogla, oogla, oogla,
how did...
Oh.
I guess he doesn't realize that he's barking. That's...
Right.
Whoa, why am I running on all fours? Thank you.
Also, why are you so low to the ground?
Right, he's not very quick.
There are so many things.
Why are you hairy?
Not very smart for an attorney.
Yeah, and he's supposed to be running for DA.
Why does my breath taste like asshole?
I can taste my own.
No, he's used to that.
That guy could have played Shaggy in the Scooby-Doo movie.
Zoinks!
Hoping you can help us.
That was Velma.
Wandered off.
No, she says jinkies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she does say jinkies, yeah.
Whoa. Back.
Apology accepted.
Oh, I wasn't apologizing.
That's that new 42-inch plasma. What is that? Is that me? It's impossible. That can't be me.
No.
I'm barking now? Did someone knock me out and put me in a dog costume?
Like yeah, that sounds
see
like a
this
viable.
In movies, all like all these TV screens.
You don't remember that at Walmart?
No, I've never seen this before.
I remember that back
the
in the day.
Gremlins. That still pretty much happens at everything on one channel.
Yeah, wake myself up.
The Walmart electronics section.
I've never seen it in like a window front.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, it's always like The Watchmen or this or not Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah.
Right, I've never seen that in the storefront. It's always in movies. It's like French bread coming out of a grocery bag.
A baguette?
Yeah.
Oh, what? What is going on here?
He's proclaiming
it's like
that
Planet
he is
of the
dog.
Apes.
Is this him?
That is him. That is him.
He looks so sad.
Thank you. Our kids have been crying all day.
Can we take him now?
Yeah, sure.
Right now.
Okay.
Please be home, please be home, please be home, please be home, please be home. Hey, Tom, hey, Mary. Tom, Mary, please be home, please be home, please be home, please be home. There we go, all right.
So how do you think this is going to go?
I don't know. I hope there isn't a love scene with him and his wife. That's all.
We've already had Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
How do dogs do anything?
I think that's just that's our new thing is if we can find movies that involve love scenes between animals and people.
I think there are a lot of those movies. We just can't really watch them legally.
Carly, you gotta help me. It must have been that dog bite. When the dog bit me, I turned into Shaggy.
It wasn't me.
Why is that funny?
Gosh, you're talkative, aren't you?
Oh, that feels good. That feels good.
You're so cute.
It's kind of weird to have your daughter rub you like
disturbed.
That.
That's
so good.
And to say, oh, wow, that is so good.
Yeah.
Oh, now with the sun.
I don't know.
No. Listen to me. Listen. I'm your dad.
At least she's not, like, poking at his red rocket or anything with a stick.
Your dad.
I mean, that would be strange anyway, but...
Just saying.
My daughter just asked me if I wanted to use the bathroom. Wait a minute. They can't hear me. All they hear is barking. I got an idea. Here. Over here. Follow me.
Dogs love Scrabble.
That's true.
You guys, let's see. I am...
Shaggy, no! Bad doggy!
I am dead. I need a D. What are you doing?
I need the D?
Stop.
Your wife needs the D. I thought that's what was established earlier.
That's the problem.
Tried to clean up your room. But boy, when Dad turns into a dog, right there cleaning everything up.
That's Janie. I gotta go.
Where are you going?
I wish he would have grabbed Risk, and he was like trying to overthrow Germany instead.
I'm getting a tattoo.
Oh, shit.
What?
Janie knows this place where they don't ask for ID, and I'm gonna get the Animal Rescue Group logo tattooed right across...
Right above my vagina.
She's gonna get the Animal Rescue Club that she's in tramp stamped.
Yeah, that's... I don't know. I mean, if she meets an animal rights activist, if she's that's into, like, guys that are into PETA, I guess they'd think that's really sexy.
You like PETA bread, but that's about it.
How did you do this? You're a good girl. You went to church camp.
Yes, that's why she's...
Yeah.
Right, that's why she's getting a tramp stamp, you idiot.
That dog.
Don't use that tone with me.
Yeah, I don't want to think about animal testing when I'm, you know, mid-coitus.
Freaking me out a little. Maybe we should take him back to the pound.
With her animal rights.
I'll be good. Look, I'm good. Look at this. Look how good I am.
Yeah, especially when you're literally doing a doggy style.
Right.
It's kind of,
He just needs to run around a little.
I just ran 5 miles to get here. I don't need a run.
I know. I'll take him to the dog park.
No, I have stuff to do, important stuff. I am not going to a dog park.
No, I think you are.
Get him, boys.
Yep.
What would be really cool is if one of these other dogs was also a human.
Mm-hmm.
No. Having been turned into a dog. Maybe
later. How would he know, though?
Is anybody here? I mean, there you go. Obviously communicate.
Human being turning into a...
Hey, Shaggy. Hey.
What?
You want to play with the frisbee?
Josh, I am not playing frisbee. I got it!
And look at that.
He's better than Boomer.
Yeah.
Josh! Hi, Tracy. How's it going? Where were you today?
What do you mean?
Auditions for Grease?
That instinct is really intense. It's like insane.
Hey, I got
that's my secret shame. I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Right.
I'll be right back. I got to talk to those other... I got it!
Oh, he jumped way too early to catch that.
Yeah.
Doing the musical this
that was some good editing, though. Uh-huh. Made it look believable.
I, you know, just don't want to.
Funny. You're cute.
Sassy black friend is... She is trying to make the most of her role
don't
here.
Don't get too cocky. Just because you're the best doesn't mean you're going to get the part.
Mm-hmm. All
right. Oh, that's his best
you
friend.
See,
yeah, kid.
Way up in the air. Hey, what's the matter?
You ever feel like you just have this inner superstar you just need to let shine?
I mean, couldn't he just pick a better musical to be into besides Grease?
Hannibal Lecter, the dog. Oh, Project X.
Again.
Yes. Back with right. ape more testing.
More chimps in cages.
I think...
You get the cattle prod?
Oh.
I'll get the needle.
Okay. Sounds goodness. Like a fun Saturday night.
All right. I want to hang out with these two.
You get the cattle prod.
No, you got the cattle prod last time. I'll get the cattle prod. Is he barking?
Is he? That
was, I think it was. It was also doing a Billy Idol impression. You see its upper lip?
An hour ago.
He was crying more.
Right. Why is it okay that he's late to dinner?
For dinner. Well, your father was supposed to be cooking. At least he said he was the last time he returned one of my phone calls.
Oh.
Like, none of them are worried at all.
Right.
They're not thinking about calling the police.
Are you in heat?
Is that what he said?
He said, you sound mad. Are you in heat?
Is that how that works?
Yeah. Because when you have your period, you're in heat.
Yeah.
At least that's what Tim Allen's character thinks, which explains a lot.
Explains why he and his wife don't get along that well.
Look, I can't make dinner. I can't make dinner because I turned into a... Don't shut that.
Douchebag.
Hey, watch this.
He was already one of those.
Who does this remind you of?
Wow, maybe escape from the circus.
Come on, kids. Try to see past
some
the fur.
Pretty poor CGI.
I was thinking the same thing. It looked pretty bad.
Honey, you recognize me? Honey?
Do you guys think your dad is going to come through or should
why
we
is she wearing a Peter Pan costume?
I was trying to figure out why she was dressed so formal.
Ouch.
Yeah. Because she's in heat.
Well, I would let you sleep inside, Shaggy.
Oh.
My husband won't allow it.
Now, wherever he is. Irony.
Wait, honey. I'm sorry about tonight. I love you.
Sweet dreams.
Why don't you bend over and show me that ass?
I really do love you.
And meanwhile, she's not worried about where her husband is,
nope,
who hasn't
nope.
responded.
Yep, doesn't care at all. Who he's fucking right now, where he's drinking,
right?
What ditch he's dead in. Oh, it's a full moon, no wonder.
Sister of the moon.
Ah, drinking to that.
And zoom in on the ball, and then zoom in on Tim Allen's balls. Oh, he's the gimp.
Getting real S&M all of a sudden.
Yeah. Put the S&M mask on. I would just need to shower.
He had to check himself just
very,
to make
very
sure.
Happy he had with to make his sure
he didn't get fixed while he was asleep.
Yeah. Oh, it's not still a dog dick. Okay.
I'm going to go use it.
Yeah, while I have the chance. Uh-oh. Is that like a wedding photo on the bed? Where are you coming from, naked?
It's 3 a.m.
I must be lonely.
What happened to your clothes?
What happened to your clothes? I would have said too,
but there's a simple but hard to swallow explanation for all this. I turned into a dog.
Are you in heat? He didn't play that one well.
I was about to say, you know, fuck you, because that's what it looked like. He was like, you know, fuck you. And then the pillow hit him.
My car at the animal shelter.
I figured you were getting it fixed.
Ah, there's a getting fixed
joke. Don't make a joke about getting fixed.
Necessary. Is there anything else I can do for you this morning?
Actually, I need some research done.
Oh, okay, great. On what?
Dogs and man and dog. Have you ever heard of a man turning into a dog?
No.
Well, they all do eventually, don't they?
You've been drinking, haven't you?
Dogman.
No, but we have been.
All right, I'll drink to that.
It would be better if you didn't.
Okay.
I'll be honest.
Mum's the word.
Of course, your behavior in court yesterday were unsettling, as was your disappearing the rest of the day.
Who is Danny Glover? Yeah, is that his boss?
He was in The Lethal Weapon.
No. In the movie, is he just like a mentor? Or he just pops in here and there? I don't see him at the office.
Yeah, it's hard to know anybody's relationship in this movie. Then again, I haven't been paying a lot of attention, so.
Oh, there's a different dog.
See, I would be able to take that dog a little more seriously.
Oh, I thought you were going to say to bed.
Why the fuck would
I don't know,
because
you were talking about, like, the lady with the dog, and I was going to be a little concerned.
Yes, Dustin, I
you know, if I had to fuck a dog,
take that German Shepherd
I'm going German Shepherd all the way.
I mean, your name is Wyckoff, so she's got a thing for German Shepherds, apparently.
Danny Glover plays Ken Hollister, so he owns a clothing company.
You ain't got anything illegal up there, do you?
Up where?
The dog sniffed his butt.
Ah, okay. Yikes.
That's not a funny joke that guy made. Preliminary campaign out
there. Shit.
Oh, he sat.
He's blowing Danny Glover. Oh, okay.
It sounded like he said shit, if you ask me. Oh, man, he's getting right up in there.
Is it a female dog? I don't understand.
Is it in heat? Oh, his tongue.
Oh.
It's like a piece of ham. That's some bad CGI, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it really all has been.
And this is when he's like, I'm going to go visit the wife.
You sure you're okay to go into
it's
court?
It's not an apology.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, jeez.
Oh. He chokes on his own tongue.
His
That's
how they kill themselves in prison. It's terrible.
Fluffy bunnies.
Poor little fluffy bunnies.
Crammed together in a cage. And you thought it was a good idea to set a fire where there's fluffy bunnies present?
Objection, Your Honor.
Overruled.
Look, I didn't set the fire, and I saw what I saw.
Billy Joel did, though. That's
we need special goggles
as he started.
Is this like a Bigfoot
objection,
affair?
Objection, Your Honor. He's badgering the witness.
People come in, we can't even see these
things. I saw
a
monkey who acted like a dog.
So there we go.
Counselor,
it is barking.
Over here.
He was meant for this role.
Yeah, I'm surprised he hasn't made that noise yet.
Yeah.
Get your chin off my desk.
Get your chin off my desk.
I assume you're going somewhere with this line of questioning?
I wish Jane Curtin were in more things, because she kind of steals the show whenever she's in anything.
Thank you.
Proceed, counsel.
I remember watching Kate and Allie when I was a kid.
How did this monkey act like a dog?
She was great in Third Rock from the Sun.
Yep, I watched that too.
In one episode of Broad City, and she was fucking hysterical in it.
There was a snake with a tail like a dog.
And she was in I Love You, Man, which we already did.
It's true!
Most recent credit that I've heard of would be The Spy Who Dumped Me, which I had no desire to see.
Yeah, me neither.
This dog that you saw, what did it look like?
You heard that, I think it's Chris Rock is redoing Saw. He's like
I did hear about that.
The Saw franchise restarted.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, I never really cared for the Saw franchise in the first place, but now I'm more curious about it.
And is the little Jigsaw guy going to be replaced by Little Josh Penny from the like shoe commercials? Because Chris Rock did the voice for that.
Right, could be.
Bad grades. And so we're just trying to search out an explanation. We're like,
well, I think the problem is
Laura Keitlinger.
I think I know the problem. The problem, I think, is me.
She used to date Jack Black.
I've been working too much. This is what this is all about. I've been home. It's been causing a lot of stress on my family.
Well, I know what it's like to be too busy to do anything.
Oh, she's like, wow, he actually owned up to something for once.
Go ahead.
This is weird.
I realize this in court.
It is.
Like,
last couple days.
I know this is our time, but like, we can all enjoy some food on our time, right?
That sandwich does look good.
Can you smell that? It is so smelly in a great way. That is
turkey. Oh, unnecessary close-up shot there.
Do you want to have?
I'm guessing this did really well in certain parts of Japan.
Yeah.
No, we're here to talk about Josh.
Yeah, that's our kid's
name. She reminded him of their son's name.
I'm just going to commit myself to this. There's nothing more important.
Poor Morty on the...
Yeah, I saw that.
He got 1 week of detention.
I'm guessing those three names are like the director's kids or something.
Gee, Rick. I love hearing that. I don't know.
You know, as a teacher, I love to hear it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just Annie's like gone. An American Werewolf in London.
I'm so sorry. I mean, he's really a wonderful father. You know, we just have a very normal lifestyle.
Yeah, it just seems that way.
Very down.
Thinking of Ed Rooney running back and forth.
Right. Oh, here it is.
Oh, no.
You knew it was coming, folks. And that is a big old drink for 5 seconds for the Baja men.
Oh, no. God. If I could just watch him run around on all fours,
I have not seen
movie, I would be fine with
finer wire work than Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. We'll bring that movie up again.
I don't know. I'd say maybe the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
That also had quadruplaning.
And the cat he's chasing is not really there. That's all CGI. I'm surprised he's not having the sprinkler go up his butt.
You just got the fire hose.
Yeah. And check this shit out. Boom. Shoulder blocks that old bitch right out the way.
And she's dead.
She's in a tree.
She's dead. She's broken both hips.
Oh, here he goes.
Lots of bones in her legs.
Still,
Yippee-i-yo.
This is why I come here.
There's no way, after years of walking on just his 2 feet, that he automatically has the ability to run around in this manner.
That dog's got his dick on the dash.
You have no other train in your like.
He's just rubbing it all over. Oh,
it's just always on the same track.
Right. I like Kilby's dog better. I think he's funny.
Suddenly feel like I wish I were watching The Sandlot.
What is the exit strategy there for that cat?
I wish I were watching a lot of other things.
Oh, now he's going to become a cat dog. He got scratched by the cat.
What
the hell's happening?
He's turning back into the dog.
But we needed that because I couldn't afford something better.
Well, you've seen like the Michael Jackson Black or White video. I mean, they can turn Tyra Banks into a sumo wrestler.
Again,
but they
directed
can't,
by John Landis.
But they can't
no,
change.
No, that was...
no, John Landis was at the end of it.
He was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Black or White, yeah.
But they can't turn Tim Allen into a sheepdog or whatever.
Why do they have...
Poor rabbit.
I think we've got it.
They cut his balls off, the serum 2 days ago. And they gave it cell degeneration has ceased, Dish Network. No side effects.
Sure. I'm sure.
It's got bunny ears, and it gets the...
Oh, look at that.
I've done it.
We've done it.
I've done it! I'm going to call Strickland. I bet he's going to want an injection of this stuff.
I liked Robert Downey Jr. before Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Chaplin's good.
Oh, he was excellent in that.
The 80s movies, you got Weird Science, Less Than Zero. He was kind of good at playing a douchebag.
That's him.
Kids.
Isn't he always?
Kind
of. Even in some ways. Not, he is.
Yeah.
He's just a likable, more likable douchebag.
Oh, I mean, I'm definitely not arguing that.
Oh, okay.
I get to watch you play. That'll be great.
Do you like him in this film?
That's the way to hit somebody, Jake. Is way to go.
And there's going to be one kid with a clean uniform.
We put my kid in. We waited all game for this. Douglas!
Is that Dr. Demento on the back cover? What is that?
Yeah, what?
You don't have to play me.
What?
You're listening to Grease. Come
on. But with the game on the line and all.
We're up by 30. Now let's go.
Get in. Come on, Josh. Come on, buddy. Get in there. Come on.
Seth, did you ever play organized sports when you were a kid? I know you didn't in high school.
I tried. I wasn't very good at it. Wasn't very coordinated. I could smell and it. Also didn't give a shit.
And a hot dog. And a poodle.
I run. Wait for dive. I run.
Me! All right.
What?
No, I was always one of those. I like playing for the sake of fun, but when it came to competitive sports, I just didn't care enough about winning to be any good at the game.
Back, right there. Stay right there.
I spent most of my time drawing Ninja Turtles and comic book characters.
Yeah.
Much less stressful. Just watching this. Just someone screaming at you, and then knowing that at any moment you could just be...
Hustle!
Well, he finally got dirt on his uniform. One play.
Boy, Josh. Come on, shake it off. Pain is just fear leaving your body, buddy.
And I forget, did you ever do any sports of any sort?
Yeah, I never played football. That's the one I didn't play. Baseball, basketball, cross country, track,
mm-hmm.
and then I did the nerd sports like Scholastic Bowl.
Yeah, I did Odyssey of the Mind. That was my competitive thing. Come junior high, in grade school, I did do football and basketball and cross country.
Make robots and stuff.
Yep.
Oh, here comes his best friend.
I know, but my dad loves it. You should hear him. You're going to be just like your old man.
Oh, man.
I told him I wanted to do a musical instead. He'd, write me off as a son.
Oh, Josh.
He'd shame me.
He'd accept him as a daughter, though. I mean,
right.
But he is clueless, which, in some ways, is better.
Are you in heat?
Oh, boy.
See, he told me I could only play if I keep my grades up. So, I started flunking math. But he only let me off with a warning. So now, I got to flunk English...
That extra had to hurry up to get clear of the shot.
And slow down.
Yeah.
So you'd rather wreck your future than tell your dad you hate football? I can get my grades back up as long as he makes me quit in time. Wow.
White people are weird.
How did I let this happen? What kind of a father am I?
Well... Is that the whole point of the movie?
You're the kind of father that insists your son plays football and has an American flag on your front porch.
And won't let your daughter get an animal testing logo on her lower back.
Hey, what are you doing in my daughter's bedroom?
It hurts right there on the bottom of the spine.
You don't have a tramp stamp.
No, I don't.
So how would you know? Did you have one laser removed before you met me?
No, I heard that's worse than the tattoo itself.
This is way more effective.
I'm afraid of everything. Why would I do that?
Mr. Forrester, is that just because something seems ridiculous?
And Dustin, do you have any tattoos?
I do. Not there, though.
Okay. No tramp stamps.
No tramp stamps.
Thank goodness.
You would have seen it by now. I have a feeling in 4 years.
Oh, is that what you two are into?
Yeah. No, I've got my my microphone here. Which I actually got 5 years ago today. How about that?
Hey.
Facebook reminded me.
Oh, I was going to say, is today like a special day that there was a reason you did that?
No, just pure coincidence.
It would not surprise me if you remembered the date, though.
Yeah. And then I've got one on my back as well with some Rise Against lyrics and some old school punk rock swallow birds. Oh, boy. Here we go.
All right.
I would never give him that part.
You're a little pitchy, dog.
You're pretty darn good at this.
No.
He's not a Danny Zuko.
Pizza. Mom and Dad are out to dinner.
No.
No.
He's not a Kinnicky. Frenchie, maybe.
I was going to say.
Oh, here we go.
Maybe a pink
lady. Grace.
Okay.
All right. Just what Seth predicted.
Okay, creepy lady whispering.
I'm not single.
He liked it, and he put a ring on it.
You know, in her younger years, that's the woman I'd be attracted to. The woman sitting alone at a nice restaurant
with the book.
Yeah,
the older
like
lady.
Like I said, in her younger years, that's my type.
Are you ageist?
I'm also a dog.
No, I'm just not that old yet.
You'll get there.
Oh, he's making eyes.
So beautiful.
But yeah, she's all dolled up and looking nice, and now she sees the dog out there holding flowers.
Sorry, honey.
It's their anniversary, and the weird dog they took in is standing outside the restaurant with flowers. Yeah, you should be confused. Did you send the dog to the restaurant?
And then you send the dog?
Like, you just dropped the dog off?
That would be so confusing.
We need a dog, but I don't know how we're going to get past this one.
Because I don't know how to bark.
Goodbye.
And then she's going to go to a bar and meet some stranger.
Right.
Didn't used to be like this, Shaggy?
And he's just going to be forced to
sit. He's going
to
get cocked. Stuck in the car. While his wife makes out with some other dude in the back seat.
Would that make him stuck with making out?
Cucker spaniel?
Oh! Good pun.
I mean, you gotta do something to make this movie enjoyable. If it takes dad jokes, I'll have to do it.
With me hugging it. Oh, yeah. She does actually.
I'm gonna figure out what happened to me, and I'm gonna fix it. And I'm gonna be a better man.
Is that another castration reference, or is it just a coincidence?
Yeah,
but I love you.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm drinking anyway.
Oh, he's growling.
Don't pee in the car, okay?
Funniest line of the movie. I've heard people say that she sucks at comedy. I disagree. I think she's hilarious sometimes.
Thanks, honey.
Percy
Scott
Bakula. Oh, yeah. Did he ever do a quantum leap where he leaped into a dog?
I feel like he did. I actually feel like that happened.
I'm a bad dog.
We're going to consult our Google machines here.
Got to make
quantum leap, Scott Bakula, dog, and see what happens.
Heartbeat accelerates.
Oh, yeah, he's back to being naked in the garage.
At this point, why'd she still make him sleep in the garage? I mean, he stood her up for their anniversary dinner. She should have just let him stay in bed with her.
Yeah. But he was wet. So it'd be like wet dog, and that's a very strong smell. Oh, there's a letter on the pillow. So, what's the verdict?
I'm having a hard time finding it. It doesn't look like it.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me as many times as he leaped that he didn't become a dog for some reason. That'd have been jumping the shark, though.
Listen. Yeah.
Kozak is hiding something. Forrester was framed for that arson. If Forrester was framed...
No, but there was an episode called Good Morning Peoria.
Yeah, that's where the morning DJ won. I think it's in the second season.
Somebody tell me that.
Yep, takes place in Peoria.
Because it's still, not factually still got the same DVD.
No, that's season two now. Okay. We finished season one. We haven't watched that in a while.
It has been a little while.
It was on Netflix. Is it still on Netflix, Tito?
Who cares? I have the DVDs.
Yeah, you've got the full collection. You don't need fucking
Netflix. I don't need Netflix. If they drop,
they're
agreement.
Surrounded by walls of DVDs right now.
Yep. just in case, you know, all of my favorites disappear off of streaming services.
Remember that short story that we had to read in high school about it was dystopian future, and it was like the coolest possession somebody had was a phonograph, and they would get together with a phonograph and listen to it, and he would hide it at night because that was the thing he was afraid of getting killed over. That will be you.
Yeah.
There's an apocalypse.
Probably.
This is where I'm going to come hang out.
Yeah, this is your sanctuary for pop culture of, you know, the 21st century.
I'll bring a generator frog. So I have something to contribute. What did they call a drog? A dog and a frog? What happened to them? I
don't know. Yeah, because you can't call it a frog.
Yeah, exactly.
This dog frog.
Dog frog? I think frog dog sounds cooler. Like, that's a nickname for a buddy in college. What's up, frog dog? I don't know why he got that nickname.
Animal locked in a cage.
But
now you're just being contradictory.
Yeah. Is that Willie York?
Hey, you. Hold on a second.
No.
A drink for Willie.
Drink for Willie. Oh, he's got a cavatini dish on his head in case the aliens are trying to read his thoughts.
Suddenly, I want One World.
Because I'll give you $5 to throw the stick. Oh, I look like a guy who needs $5.
You're wearing a pie plate on your head.
Give me the money. All right, Disney, way to make fun of the homeless community.
Yeah, I don't think he's just homeless. I think he's got
a real issue or anything.
Why put it in your mouth, though?
Yeah, a homeless guy touched it. Gross.
So close. It's close. This time, throw it. And you'll fetch.
This is the weirdest kink. Don't make me bite. Like, seriously, that's what this guy's thinking. Like, he's gonna... Somebody's sucking dick at the end of this.
This guy's used to men in suits walking up to him going, I'll give you $5. But this is the weirdest thing he's had to do.
And he's like, holy shit, he just turned into a dog.
Drop the stick. All right. Perfect. Nice fit.
Come out to the coast. We'll get together. Have a few laughs.
Wait a minute. What's that smell? What is it? Oh, it's me.
Okay. Is, Han Solo? Nope. I thought maybe it's Carbonite.
Transistor.
Lightning resistor.
It's just like a match.
311. The favorite sons of Omaha, Nebraska, which we will be passing through in a couple weeks.
This poor man in the electric wheelchair, they're going to turn into a dog.
He's the one who's been funding this whole thing. It's just to get him to walk again and or turn into a dog.
Or be immortal-ish.
Yeah.
Just took out his catheter.
Or he's just chasing that dragon, man.
Whoa.
In the 70s, I did some shit. I swear to God, crazy. It turned me into a dog.
Of course it works.
Oh.
Just didn't give it to him.
Oh. Sodium pentothal?
Lance, I'm so sorry.
It's placebo? What's going on?
I just couldn't let you take
No, he's oh, murdering shit. Somebody.
He's killing the dude.
Yeah.
And plus, you're a pig, and I hate you.
Robert Downey Jr. is murdering somebody in a Disney movie. Like,
and it.
Can you hold this for a second? Get rid of it, accomplice.
The way he said, you're a pig and I hate you, was actually.
Really oh, no, crazy. He's not really dead.
No, he's not dead. He's fully conscious, but he's unable to speak. Doctors will think it's dementia. The drug itself will wear off in a few months. But by then. A
few months.
Okay.
Just a few months.
Will be fabulous. I'm sure he'll still be alive by then.
Unimaginably wealthy.
Oh, yeah, that was a good shot.
He loves in his face.
Of course, I'll cut both of you in on his share. I'm cool with that.
It's fine by me.
Good.
Ah, corporate greed.
To his office, parked in his desk, or should I say, my desk? Oh boy, gotta get out of here.
Robert Downey Jr.'s ability at physical comedy or just, like, hitting his mark is, like, impeccable. That's why he was a great chaplain.
Yeah. I feel like that movie didn't really get great reviews, if I remember right.
I think it was a bit slow, but he got really, like really good reviews.
Oh, jeez.
Slow-mo.
Whoa.
Wow. Do you realize the significance?
He turned into a dog.
You think? Yeah, I think it's mildly significant. Certainly, it's on tape. Here's what we're going to do.
He destroyed evidence.
Hey, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, he didn't. Oh no, he switched notes out. And she's okay with this because flowers.
There are rose petals.
That's all it takes. I mean, he still didn't say I love you.
Right. The dog has a neck brace. And so does
everyone's
he.
In a neck brace.
It's the new fall fashion. No. Oh, the rose bushes are gone.
Not my darlings. Oh, evil.
Now, people that always play assholes, that's Craig Kilborn.
Where's Craig? We're gonna be late for school. Should have gotten a ride from Mom.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Do you realize what's happening? Mom and Dad are splitting up.
How do you know?
I don't like being myself sometimes.
Josh, it's obvious.
She's wearing long sleeves. Is she cutting herself?
So I forget. Did you tell me what animal she said she'd like to be?
I don't even remember.
She didn't say.
Yeah, she just deflected.
She said anybody but me.
Don't wake me unless I'm human.
We were trying to find anything about this movie on YouTube, and there's not much on there.
Disney tried to forget about it.
Yeah, forget about it. The mom and dad are having problems talk. Then dad'll leave.
She looks like a younger version of... Damn it, she's from like Bad Moms and Step Brothers. She plays Adam Scott. Catherine Hahn. She looks like a younger version of Catherine Hahn.
Just because she has red hair?
I don't know, just something
about... facial expression. Yeah,
the way she's like holding her face.
Did
you ever see...
Because
there's a Jason Bateman movie where he goes into Spelling Bee.
Yes, Bad Words.
Bad Words.
We own it. Yeah, she's in that.
Yeah.
No. She just lowers her chin and looks...
Because I don't, I mean, like, Lindsay Lohan has red hair, but I don't think she looks like her. I don't know. She was reminding me of Catherine Hahn there. Oh, now he's spelling
again. Here we go again with the Scrabble.
Shaggy, would you stop making such a... That's impossible.
E-I-O-L?
She's dyslexic. It says Denimia.
She starts reading all the letters that aren't pushed together. I am Dad.
Turns into Rosemary's Baby all of a sudden.
Rictala.
Strickland.
Grant and
Saint
Strickland.
Rick Townsend.
Yes. Mr. Forrester said they were making mutant animals, and that's where I found Shaggy. Shaggy bit Dad.
And now I'm
They're
a dog.
They're putting this together quickly.
It's okay, kiddo. It's okay.
I mean... The fact that my dad would become a dog would be so far outside of the realm of possibility that there's no way I would make that connection within the 22 seconds she just did.
I'm gonna go call Mom.
What are you gonna call her?
Ghostbusters?
Late for dinner? No, that's my job.
Yeah.
I didn't want to let you down, but I'm just no good.
No. You are good.
Spell it out.
Yeah.
A good boy.
Come on.
Finds a gun in the backpack.
Black trench coat.
Josh, this? Come. Look at it here.
He tears it up.
He's like, let's rehearse.
Because if you keep playing football, you're going to get hurt.
You just threatened to hit him?
And something else.
He's like a beauty school dropout. Now, why does he have that?
I know.
Deal?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Like, where did he pull that out of?
Call me back as soon as you get this message.
The kid wouldn't have had a mathematical
tutorial. The kid's
tutorial.
Actually good at math.
Right.
He's intentionally fucking it up.
So.
Nobody makes it on my lawn and gets away with it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
He just got matrixed.
Disintegrates.
What the hell is happening?
Look at his hair.
clean up on aisle three.
Okay.
On dog biscuits.
Oh. Is he saying that?
Yes.
Who are you?
How are you?
And the bulldog's like, my evil plan is coming to fruition.
What do you like? I don't feel so good.
Don't pee in the car. Yeah.
Yell, suffocates.
And they all yell dad, chasing after the car.
It's like a T-1000 shot.
How do they have, like, wire mesh in the back of that vehicle? Like it's a cop car. Did you notice that?
Well, they work with animals a lot.
I guess, but that seems...
That cage is just a plastic crate spray-painted with silver paint.
I can't believe you think you're going to get away with this, Kozak.
Nonetheless, before...
They're going to stick that up his nose.
We're going to want to run some tests on you. Eeny, meeny, miny, cut you, hurt you, ow, your nose is coming off. Because we just don't understand how you turned into him. I'm very excited. I just can't wait to get inside that body of yours and just poke around.
Ew.
No.
I just want to poke around inside that body of yours. Oh, no. He bit him.
Ooh, it hurt, didn't it? I'm going to have to work on that attitude when I get back.
Meanwhile, we are going to run upstairs for a minute. It seems...
So, based on what you remember of the original, how's this one holding up?
I remember the dog driving.
Okay.
That's about all I remember.
That doesn't happen in this one, if I recall correctly.
I think the Fred McMurray one is a little bit better, from what I remember.
Well, because you can excuse a lot of the stuff due to when it was made.
Yeah, and the fact that I saw the original Shaggy Dog when I was like 5.
Right.
And again when I was like 7.
Why did you bite?
It was around the same time that I saw The Cat from Outer Space.
Oh, we own that too.
I'm not surprised.
She didn't care for that one.
I don't think anybody did. Have you guys watched Blackbeard's Ghost?
Yeah. Not yet, but we own that as well.
Right.
I'm wanting that to be a family night movie. Just hasn't happened yet. Because that one... Meditation is entertaining.
From what I remember, that's another one that I watched that one.
Well, it's Peter Ustinov.
Yeah,
it's Prince John from Robin Hood. So he's just gonna be running around. I'm Blackbeard. Aha! Aha!
That's pretty much it.
Yeah,
he was sort of Dom DeLuise before there was Dom DeLuise,
and sucking on his thumb because that's what Prince John does.
I'm on a beach.
Oh, he's meditating.
See, more pot reference. They're just inhaling and exhaling. This movie wants you to be high.
Oh, yeah. Look at that frog. Dog.
Drog.
Dog frog.
I like how we all got ours in there.
And there's the chimp. The bunny rabbits. Computer generated.
Well, that's pretty adorable.
Gross. Fat rats.
You don't like rats?
Not They're into
fun,
it.
Not a fan?
I hate rodents. Oh, and that's totally computer... animated. It's going to be his weird human eyes.
No, it's going to be Tim Allen's eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Isn't that horrifying?
I'm having nightmares.
That's the movie poster.
Yeah.
Oh. Everything's scaring me right now.
It worked.
Yeah, smoke.
Oh, jeez. No. Now he's naked in a cage.
Don't drop looks acid and watch this movie.
Way too small.
Sounds like a song title.
The chimp is staring at Tim Allen's naked ass and is not enjoying it.
Yeah. I've got to get those keys.
Gotta get that.
Just get over there.
That.
Yeah. Go.
Boom, boom, boom. Who let the dogs out?
No.
Did we just see Tim Allen? Like, I'm hoping he has underwear on.
Who's got a plan?
Surely we didn't just see Tim Allen's dick in a Disney movie.
You never know. You never know.
Can you hear me? Show that hood at me.
That's the tagline for this episode. Surely we didn't just see Tim Allen's dick in a Disney movie. Sorry, Drunk at the movies.
You gotta push. On three, ready? One, two, three, push! Harder this time. One, two, three.
If I had a dollar.
Is he giving birth or what are they doing here?
Oh, you almost got it. You almost got it. All right, one more time. We got a big one.
They're trying to push animals off of the edge of a crate. And the snake is free.
Oh, and he died.
With his hairy tail. Oh man, the monkey just did the Brendan Fraser clap.
Go, shake, walk, skirt, do what, you know, slither.
That monkey's been in a lot of stuff. That is a famous monkey. That little one.
Attaboy, attaboy. See where it is? Of course you do. Perfect.
There's not, that's not a real snake.
Reach up.
What?
Up there. I know. I think the CGI is getting better.
A little bit. Oh, look at that.
It's like one of those games where you have to turn the thing without it buzzing.
Mm.
No? Not so much.
I know what you're talking about. I don't care about the rats. They can fuck off.
Let them perish.
Yeah.
Why is everything done in the vent system?
You haven't realized that that's the easy way to escape out of rooms that you don't want to be in? Is
it
through the
like
vents?
It's like a big building. They could just make it go.
Bender and Breakfast Club. That chimp is inhaling. He was more just weed. Huffing.
I like his little kung fu pants.
There you go. Come on. Go.
Chim Chim was like, fuck this. I'm going to get a little lifted before we take off. He was sniffing some nitrous and then gave it to the frog dog. And that's why he can't walk.
I feel really bad for the drug. I feel like its life is just absolute misery.
And
it's actually praying for death every time it talks. It's like, kill me.
I'm an abomination.
Right. The snake's like, whatever, furry tail, I'm fine.
His furry tail was just going up Tim Allen's shirt there.
That's creepy. Whew. All right, so left, a right, and a left. Just go towards the light.
Oh, no, Carol Ann, don't go towards the light.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
And
more nightmare fodder.
That was his vinegar strokes. They're going to think that's their dad, and it's not their dad. It's the other dog. Is that some Tokyo Drift? What was that? See? It's not their dad. And then their mom's going to fuck that dog. And then she's...
Don't worry, Daddy.
She's going to be confused because that's not actually...
I don't think we have to worry about that.
You cheated on me with the other dog? You thought I was that dog?
You know, the second dog's going to walk in,
right?
And then there's going to be a fight.
I mean, you fuck one dog. What's going to, you know... People in cages, guys. He can't come back from that.
Line. We're crossing here.
We crossed that line a long time ago, Larry. Deal with it.
Oh, jump to the rescue. So do you see why this was picked for questionable remakes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're not going to get away with this.
No.
I've watched this twice within a calendar year.
Yeah. Sorry. At the same time, like...
Oh, Jesus.
For maybe 5-year-olds, I could see this movie being really entertaining.
Yeah.
Attaboy, Chimp! Good!
It doesn't even give him a name. Just attaboy, Chimp. It looks like he's got a lightsaber.
Please don't be mad, Daddy. Don't worry, Dad. We're going to take you to Mom and explain...
Isn't she too old to say Daddy? I don't know. I don't have kids, so I don't know what that's like.
It weirds me out.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
I'm not into it. Like, I don't want a girl to call me daddy.
Yeah.
Like, I was a dad at 20.
Yeah.
So that could play into it, but I still feel I wouldn't.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
That.
I agree.
There comes an age where you just don't.
And you know what?
I'm
gonna bet
anymore.
It is a two-way street because I guarantee. If I called Brianna mommy, she would not like that.
Yeah.
That's not the same.
As saying
that's not
daddy.
Sexualized. Like,
I'm sure people have.
How's it spelled?
Oh, I'm not
M-A-M-I,
saying
that. It could be sexualized.
Yeah.
Brent and Strickland's been doing all these weird animal tests.
Yeah. So I don't know.
My dad got me a Mother's Day card and signed it daddy.
I'm not going to say anything. He was wearing leather at the time, too.
Do you mean leather daddy?
Yeah.
Oh, is there such a thing?
Just one sentence. I am Dad. How about just Dad?
Oh, this dog can't type for shit.
Kids, I know that these last couple days have been difficult, but...
Huh?
Imagine being at work and your kid showing up with a dog and be like, this is dad.
So we finished The Sister of the Moon.
Wow.
And we have a little bit left over of the Hefe, which is the Hefe Weizen from Bearded Owl. So we may as well finish that.
Real name.
You know, how did the kids find him?
That's weird.
That is not the only thing that's
it's
weird.
It's called Hefe. Says we have a plethora. It's 4.9% Hefe Weizen.
I'm just going to have a dram.
Yeah.
However much that is.
I would not like to think that a person would tell someone he has a plethora and then find out that that person has no idea what it means to have a plethora. Cloves and banana anchor this traditional Hefe Weizen. Drink a plethora. It is very banana-y.
What? Excuse me. The monkey. Hello. What is it? It's appropriate because there's a monkey on his shoulders.
There we go. And that homeless guy had a banana in his shopping cart. I saw it. I would think that's cool.
Yeah.
If I looked over,
that
would be weird.
Barking rabbits? No way.
The rabbits in the backseat and the frog dog and the snake in the sunroof.
The dog frog.
But a chimp riding shotgun with aviators on, I would be like, yes, I am on board with whatever is happening in that car.
Following that
any
car.
Any of those drugs. Yeah. Take right. any of them.
I always wanted to have a chimpanzee butler and have him wear a little tuxedo and have roller skates.
I thought we were going to say chimpanzee butt, and I'm glad you kept going.
Me too.
What's wrong with a chimpanzee butt?
It depends on what you mean by have a chimpanzee butt. I'm home in the middle of the
night. I go walking in my sleep. Billy Joel again.
Was that River of Dreams?
Yes. Why is that dog nodding?
Yeah, it seems like this dog communicates much.
But he can't, but he can.
Just smart enough to communicate, but not spell.
Chimp does not care for Nora Jones.
Oh, man.
Why'd you do that?
Uh-oh. Whoa, 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 whoa.
What the fuck?
What was that? It was bark.
Okay. that bottom lip just jutting out.
All rise for the Honorable Judge Whitaker.
All right. Judge Whitaker. She's back. She's banging gavels and taking names.
Where I see Robert Downey Jr. in shades, I assume he's hungover.
Could be. Oh man, they're still half a mile from the city center.
All right, you guys stay here. All of you stay here. Look. I'll be right back. Don't talk to anybody.
That monkey's getting down.
The monkey's hungover.
You're in charge.
That chimp knows how to party, though. I mean, look at him.
No, I see palm trees and I think Florida. I don't think California.
Really?
Yeah, I guess I guess California
Florida
more
and
often.
California makes sense to me.
I guess Beverly Hills. I think of palm trees. I think of Beverly Hills. Wow, it was like a Superman transformation.
He's still got his cape on.
Yeah.
It does underdog. Look like a cape.
What was the name of the dog in Strange Brew? The Wonder Mud?
I don't even remember. Just like a regular name.
It was Hoser. That's right. They just called him Hoser.
Oh. Didn't they call everyone Hoser?
That's true.
Oh, he's just gonna take the bus.
So we were just saying. And what was the name of the dog in Strange Brew? Was it Hoser?
Do you guys think he's really coming?
Hosehead.
Hosehead. And did they call him Wonder Mutt at the end?
When he think so.
All right.
That was Drunk at the Movies episode one.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Strange, that's a great Strange movie. Brew. It was the whole reason I came up with this idea.
When they're in it, it's hilarious. All the weird, like, subplot of the movie that was forced into it kind of sucked. But
yeah. It was because originally I wanted to do this for movies that involved beer. And then it just turned into, let's just do it for any kind of movie.
Watch when you're drunk.
It'll just be us being drunk. And right. It doesn't matter if anyone in the movie is drunk.
Right.
Plus, you'll eventually run out of movies worth watching that have beer.
I love you.
You got it.
Aww. I'm sorry. No.
This is really weird.
Oh, but here it goes. She's like reaching her hand down, and now he's naked. And the kids are like, yeah.
This happens at home sometimes. It's weird for me, too. This is normal. It is me.
That was cool.
No, it wasn't.
Nothing never about that was cool.
That was so cool, man. I saw Dad turn from a dog to a man.
All right, Dad, slip with the tongue.
Now he's naked.
Did Tim Allen even try to get in shape for this movie?
I don't think so.
Everyone's going to need therapy after this.
Everyone's going to need
including the audience.
At this time, my client would like to change his plea.
Hold everything, please. Hold everything.
Oh, he got clothes. That's good.
Rutabaga.
Mr. Douglas, it is my understanding that you are no longer on this case.
That is exactly right, Your Honor. I understand that, Your Honor. If I could just have a few moments with my associate, it's very important.
I'll allow it.
Jane Curtin playing the most forgiving judge of all time.
One more chance.
In some of the Ernest movies, there's the Ernest goes to jail judge. We made a comment about how the one lawyer asks that the jury relocate to the prison so they can see the environment that the crime was committed in. And they're just like, well, that's entirely irrational, but I'll allow it. You know, it's like, it makes no sense, but whatever, it's a movie.
Yeah.
I'd be delighted.
You are on a very short leash.
Dog pun.
This court has lost all patience.
Yeah, son of a bitch.
Ridiculous behavior.
Your Honor, just because something looks ridiculous doesn't mean it's not true. It just takes more courage to believe in it.
Just don't let your courage get itself kicked out of my courtroom.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Dr. Kozak, may I remind you, you are still under oath.
Yes, you may. Dr. Kozak... Is it true your
if you swear on the Bible, but you're an atheist, can you commit perjury?
Okay.
I mean, people who aren't atheists swear on the Bible and still do the same thing.
That's
so
a good point.
We're allowed those rights. Thank you.
It's like the kids in the hall skit where he's like, may I remind you you're under oath? Yeah, I wouldn't want to lie. Not to God.
It would be immortalized in history, right? Yes, I suppose they would. Wow. What a thrill it must be to work under Dr.
Technically, the Marvel movies are Disney movies.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's happening.
Dr. Strickland, the creative force at your company, right?
Well, it takes many different people to contribute to the higher...
He hasn't met Pepper Potts yet.
Yes. What did you ever
see Walk Like a Man?
Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel
plays Bobo.
Yep. Yeah, and he talks to Teddy Ruxpin.
I have not seen that movie since I was a child when it came out, but I still remember
it over and over when I rented it.
I've probably seen it once or twice. But yes,
but similar ending.
Oh, here we go.
Becomes a dog on the stand.
Picked up a little virus down there in the lab, did you?
No. They're growling at each other.
This is uncomfortable.
Good. I'm glad you're saying it.
Mr. Douglas, I have had enough.
You stole.
Thank you. Jane Curtin, voice of reason.
She still is acting like this is not a completely...
This is a farce.
Bailiff, escort Mr. Douglas out of the courtroom.
Thank you, bailiff.
Thank you, bailiff. Oh, damn it. Dad blew it again.
I've seen that monkey that barks. Yeah, that's... He should have planned that better.
Yeah. I thought we were about to have, like, the big reveal of the movie, but...
Hey, Kozak!
The opposite direction.
Kozak! Go fast!
Here we go.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
Oh, the limp-wristed...
The way he just jumped out of that stand.
Yes, and look at him go.
Oh, my Lanta.
Yes. Again, Robert... It will get better in 2 years.
At the same time, great physical comedy.
Sorry, things are a little stressy at work, long hours, and the like. You went.
I think he channeled Rowan Atkinson for that part of the movie.
Oh, you hate Mr. Bean.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a tail.
Oh, that's weird.
That was just Teen Wolf 2.
Right? With Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
Bringing that back around.
Sean Astin. But it was the...
That isn't evidence of genetic mutation. I don't know what is.
On second thought, bailiff, take him into custody.
For what?
Being a freak.
DNA? Huh?
Shuffling around a little DNA.
Animals don't care. They don't even understand what's going on.
Don't tell me they don't understand. Animals understand.
That's what we didn't come here looking for trouble. Now that they've made up.
We just came here to do the DNA shuffle.
Listen, Oprah, you got so much common. Stay in touch, huh? Ooh.
For those who don't get it, that was a 1985 Bears reference for anybody who's...
Dub Bears.
Wondering what the hell that was.
We're from Illinois.
I owe you an apology. You got this one right up, dog.
You know, I thought I was too old for this shit.
I don't even want to know.
But then you proved me wrong.
Oh, geez.
Oh, I think we all know how that car got there.
Right. Boss, I want you to set up a trust fund.
The chimp?
My animal friends over there. Keep them off the highway.
Absolutely.
He seems like he's expressing remorse.
Right.
Take your kudos.
Actually, I have some.
Kudos. They were like a granola bar. Yeah.
Suddenly I want one. You know
Do you remember Kudos?
No, I
Yeah, that's
no
before your time.
Do you remember Boku, the little fruit drink that...
Merci.
What's his name? Richard Lewis did the commercials for, where he was always touching his forehead. And...
Well, that's Richard. That's Richard Lewis right. all the time. He's always touching his forehead.
Stop doing it. Freaking out. Like you're both just doing it over and over.
I'm a neurotic Jew. What can I? You know, I always got to touch my forehead.
As though our listening audience has any idea what we're doing physically.
They
right
can
now.
Picture it. I always love doing physical comedy on a podcast. It kills. Oh.
Brace yourself. For the old dog and your new man.
Oh.
What?
Oh, wait, what?
That's
Get out that new bikini.
We are going to Oahu.
Oahu.
That does not want
to
kiss
We're
going
to leave these neglected children behind. Let them stay used to being neglected.
Hey, do you like it? Doggy style. You're waiting for it. I know you are.
I hope it happens.
Just like I promised.
Hey, you guys, check it out.
What's that?
It's a dog on a surfboard.
Oh, no.
It's a dog on a surfboard. You thought I was joking, but I was telling you the truth.
He's standing as well. He's not even
He's shooting a curl.
Not a boy.
No.
Yes. Oh. This is how the movie ends, with a fucking surfing dog.
Two Flight of the Navigator references already. Here's a third one. We got Beach Boys.
Yeah. Everybody was surfing. Hey, Surfing USA.
Uh-oh.
I got it!
Oh, so he
Freeze
has,
frame.
He is afflicted like a fish. With this yeah. forever. He still is going to turn into a dog.
Directed
forever.
By Brian Robbins, star of Head of the Class.
Oh, that's
We've
who that
mentioned
is.
Him
yeah.
on the show before. Yes. That was something. Is this like Smash Mouth playing or something now? Because that would be appropriate. No. No. Oh, but this is
like
a
first.
Is this Black Eyed Peas?
No.
It's talking about getting bitten by a dog. This is a special song.
That was a guy doing coke for a second.
What are these pictures?
Feeling like a big dog. These are probably people that worked on the movie and their dogs.
I guess. I don't. What's the kid getting their haircut?
My dog is wearing a tiara. Her leggings match that
Alan
domination.
Menken. Academy Award winner Alan Menken.
For what did he do?
He did the music, like the orchestral music. Like Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, you know, I know who Alan Menken is.
Just the actors and their pets. Yeah, that's all that's happening right now.
She's got a collie. Danny Glover's got...
Oh, his, dog's
oh, his
adorable.
Dog matches him. Is that what they're doing?
Wait, I was going to say, is
One
that
those,
what they're going
like,
for?
101 looks like 101 Dalmatians, it. Where they look like their dogs? Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
So...
Yes.
Okay.
They're making the dogs look like...
They're like, if they were a
so
dog, this is what they would look
with.
Like.
Okay, so it's not even their dog. It's just a dog that matches... All right.
Mm-hmm. Introducing Cole as the Shaggy Dog. Oh, they're singing about the Shaggy Dog.
Really bad.
can hear a lot clearer. My sense is getting better.
This is not our ending credits song. I do want to say we have a different song that we can play.
Yes, yes.
Now
we have
it's
a better
a dog
song
and a human
that we can play.
So this song is from the band Too Close to Touch, off of their album Haven't Been Myself, and it's
appropriate.
No, wait till you hear the song title. What I Wish I Could Forget, which is probably our thoughts on this movie. So here we go. Too Close to Touch here on Drunk at the Movies. Touch here on Drunk at the Movies, What I Wish I Could Forget. Thank you to Too Close to Touch and also 100th for being our bands of the week.
Thank you to you for listening and watching one of the worst Disney movies of all time.
And thank you to us for putting up with that.
And again, we said this is like a crossover episode. This is on the Drunk at the Movies feed, but also we are cross-releasing it on the Dishing Disney feed. So for all you Mouseketeers out there listening, thanks for checking out one of my other shows. And we have done some other Disney episodes. Seth and I were on a Tron episode.
Mm-hmm.
I've done Flight of the Navigator.
Right.
And I'm trying to think, Blank Check. Brianna, you and I did Blank Check.
And then I joined once to just have a conversation about our favorite Disney villains.
Yes, and that was a past Dishing Disney episode, Top 5 Disney Villains. So check those out if you haven't heard them. Seth, you and I will be back next month with a new theme. We are going with old childhood favorites.
Yeah, and I'm excited about this.
We're each picking one movie. And we're going with your movie first.
I forget what it was. I've been drinking.
Midnight Run.
Yes. Yes. I'm excited about this movie.
I love to travel by train.
Oh, yeah? What do you think this is, a class trip?
A tough ex-cop.
Are you always this angry?
A sensitive criminal.
Oh, no, no. Come on. Come on. Cigarettes are killers.
FBI.
Because I gotta bring it back myself, otherwise I won't get my money.
They can't fly. They also suffer from acrophobia and claustrophobia.
I'll tell you what, if you don't cooperate, you're gonna suffer from fistophobia.
They're seeing America the hard way.
Why would you eat that?
It doesn't taste good.
At gunpoint.
What did you do before you did this? What did qualify you for this?
He's gaining.
No, get it. He's flying. Of course he's gaining.
Robert De Niro.
It is truly in your best interest to just relax.
I'm totally relaxed.
Charles Grodin.
$2, that's all you're going to leave?
That's 15%.
That's 13%. These people depend on tips for a living.
From the director of Beverly Hills Cop, Midnight Run.
If you haven't seen it before, watch it once without us, just so you can enjoy the movie as it is. And then watch it once with us, because it's one of my favorite films of all time.
Charles Grodin.
Charles
the
Grodin.
The dad from Beethoven.
Robert De Niro.
You know Robert De Niro.
Yeah, you know who he is.
You talking to me?
Yaphet Kotto.
What now?
Yaphet Kotto, the black
Bless
guy
you.
From Alien.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it's one of Seth's favorite childhood movies. I only remember it because Mad Magazine did a parody of it in an
what
episode.
What they call it?
I don't even remember.
The Midnight Runs, probably.
Probably Midnight Runs. Diarrhea humor for all. So that's what we're doing first, and then after that, we will be back with my pick for the month, which is a Nintendo themed movie starring Fred Savage and Jenny Lewis.
And I'm even more excited about that, because I haven't watched that since I was a kid.
Called The Wizard. So that is what we have in store for you next month. Brianna and I are getting ready to go on a road trip for a couple weeks. We are driving Route 66 out to California, hitting Disneyland for a couple days, and having a bunch of adventures. So we won't have any new material for a couple weeks. We appreciate you guys letting us enjoy our vacation, but we will be back and ready to roll and make you guys laugh, hopefully, in a couple weeks. So, Brianna, thank you so much for sitting through this piece of shit again.
Hey, thanks for having me. Kinda.
We're going to end this, and we're going to talk about The Jungle Book, which I think she enjoyed a little bit more than this.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah. Well, the beer's gone. The movie's over.
Boo.
So, I, you know, pretty much the only thing we can say...
M-I-C-K-E-Y.
F-U-C-K-E-D-U-P. That's what this movie was. This is Dustin.
This is Seth.
Saying, you don't have to be drunk to enjoy The Shaggy Dog, but if you enjoyed it without being drunk, we have a lot of questions for you. We will see you next time.